And maybe that'll be some people we know, maybe not, but I think that's how it's going to work. But I got to hit this top of the hour break, man. Appreciate it, Eric.
Bye, bud. Yes, sir.
Eric the dog, folks. Let's hit this break. Jessica Taylor joining us on the other side.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Supreme Court justices are raising questions about whether state bans on abortions during medical emergencies conflict with federal health care law after the ruling overturning Roe versus Wade. The case being heard will determine when doctors can provide abortions during medical emergencies in states with bans enacted after the Roe versus Wade ruling. Columbia University officials say they will continue talks with pro-Palestinian protesters for another 48 hours. University President Manoush Shafiq had set a midnight Tuesday deadline to reach an agreement to clear the encampment, but about 3 a.m. the university extended that, saying it was making important progress. The Dow is down 73 points, but the Nasdaq now up 15. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama House on Tuesday passed a bill restricting conversations of gender identity and sexual orientation for grades K through 8 in the state. The bill would also prohibit teachers from displaying flags or other images relating to the same subjects in public classrooms. The bill will now go to the Senate. It was standing room only as District 7 residents came to voice their concerns about various issues in Montgomery Monday night. Acting Police Chief John Hall addressed the town hall meeting and answered questions about rampant gun violence and the recent shootings in Montgomery. A bill on the Alabama House calendar would create a state ban on the production and sales of meat produced from cultured animal cells. The bill already passed the Senate by a unanimous vote. Violators would be subject to the suspension or revocation of their food safety permit from the state. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. an equal housing lender.
Tucker Pecan is in a brand new location at 1935 Mulberry Street, but they still got the same great products they had when they were downtown. Here's David Little to tell you more.
Hey, David Little at Tucker Pecan here. I tell you what, since we have moved, we've had great response. We have lots and lots of people coming by our new store on 1935 Mulberry Street, and it's a lot of fun. You know why? Because we're getting to add new items. We're adding new candies, new jellies, new jams. We even have a honey called hot pecan butter. It's so good. We have a hot honey. We have a peach jam. We have a hemp jelly that is mangoes, pineapples, and jelly. It is so good. We got all those things. Plus, we've got all the great candy we've had before. And, you know, we're in a very convenient location. You don't have to go to downtown. You come to Tucker Pecan at 1935 Mulberry Street. Come shop with us, and we'll take care of all your gift needs, candies, or if you're just hungry, come by, and we'll fix you up.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
I got hairy legs.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon, or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. For those of you just tuning in, especially online, this is just a humble little talk show out of Montgomery, Alabama. Cover all sorts of topics. I'm actually seeing up on the screen on Fox News, monitor in the studio here, Riley Gaines. Of course, who's been speaking out against this change in Title IX, and we have, a returning guest to the show. We have Jessica Taylor joining to talk about this change in Title IX, wrote a great op-ed for 1819 News. Jessica, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Joey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right, though. For the life of me, this is one of the strangest issues that's out there these days. So let's just lay it out to folks. What is Title IX, and what was the change that was made recently by the Biden administration?
Sure. So Title IX has been around for about 50 years, and it prevents discrimination based on sex. And it means that females can't be excluded from participating in sports, and something that has allowed us to have tremendous opportunities both in athletics and in academics, where we didn't have a place before. It carved out that place for us. And to see what the Biden administration is doing to it now, it's really alarming, you know, disgusting, you know, to see what these young women, like my daughter, will have to face. You know, when I saw Friday, about 5 a.m., the Biden administration announced these changes. And what they're essentially doing is expanding the definition to include gender identity, which is, of course, a vague and subjective term. And what it means in its application is that any man can essentially self-proclaim he's a woman, and he's going to have access to all of the things that are typically set aside for women. You know, our locker rooms, dorm rooms, scholarships, you know, titles, basically anything they want here. And we're seeing it already in bathrooms, and have been dealing with that issue for quite some time. But, you know, to really see the Biden administration put this sort of teeth to it is alarming. And I felt that I really needed to, instead of just something short on Twitter or, you know, Facebook, that I needed to write something in long form. And so this weekend I sat down and did that while watching my daughter play soccer. Actually, I had the laptop out at the soccer field. Yeah. We had 7 games this weekend between my 3 kids, and watching these young ladies out there playing and thinking that, you know, what may happen to them, they're the ones that are going to suffer from this. We all really need to speak out, but especially women.
Well, and you can think of the instances like seeing Riley Gaines up there on the TV screen here in the studio, that she's spoken out against, say, Leah Thomas. You know, there have been instances of those who have transitioned, formerly men, now claiming to be women, winning weightlifting competitions, participating in MMA. I almost wonder, would there be more of a pushback against Biden and his team if, say, Caitlin Clark had to go up against somebody like that at the NCAA level? It seems like basketball and a few other sports seem to have the high-profile stuff. What do you think? You mentioned it a little bit in your last answer, but what do you think is going to be the practical effect for young women going for scholarships, going for professional athletics?
Well, I think we're going to lose those scholarships. You know, the more biological men that come in and play in our space, of course they're going to get these scholarships in these positions. I mean, it is just common sense that men and women are built differently. I mean, that's designed by God. And men have an advantage when it comes to sports. You know, they're stronger, more powerful. I mean, it's just common sense. So, of course, when they're allowed to come over into our spaces, they're going to do better on teams. They're going to take these titles and stuff, just like they did with Riley Gaines. And I'm so proud to see her speaking out and doing all of the advocacy, the work that she's doing right now. And there are others that are coming out. Jillian Michaels yesterday was on Fox and saying that this is wrong. We know this is wrong. Angel Reese from LSU was bold enough to come out and speak her mind on it. But, you know, we've got mostly older women and adults who should be speaking out, just being silent on the matter. I saw OutKick put something out, a tweet out a couple of hours ago, saying that they asked all of the coaches that made it to the Sweet 16 in women's basketball what men should be allowed to play. And none of them would comment, of course, other than Dawn Staley, who came out and said she thought men should be allowed to compete against women. So these coaches are sitting there and being silent on the issue. And, you know, that's it's terrible.
It really is terrible. Is there a way to fight back against this?
I think so. And, I outlined three ways in this article, and you can find it at 1819news.com. But, you know, I think we need to attack it legally. And, you know, our Attorney General, Steve Marshall, has already said that he will be doing that, along with many other Republican attorneys general. So, you know, that's certainly one way that we can go about it. But, you know, I think a second way, and an issue that's, you know, really more nuanced, would take a lot to get out the full conversation. But we've got to find a way to distance Alabama from the federal government, period. But the more we can do that, especially in education, you know, I don't even think the U.S. Department of Education should be there. The 10th Amendment specifically reserves the right to education to the state. You know, I think our superintendent, Dr. Eric Mack, is just as capable, more capable, to make decisions for students here in Alabama than faceless bureaucrats in D.C. We don't need them making our policy, but right now, we take so much of their money that we have to follow their federal base. And, you know, I have a company that works in grant funding, and a lot of that funding is federal grants. And when you take that money, there are so many strings that are attached to it,
right.
And so much compliance involved. So we need to find a way to distance ourselves from the federal government. Tennessee last fall was the first state to announce a task force to investigate ways that they can reject federal education funds. So I'll be very curious to see what comes of that. And then the third way is we've got to convince women not to vote Democrat this November. You know, that's going to be a huge voting block. And it's women that Republican Party has lost, and we've got to win them back. And I think we can on this issue because it directly affects us and our daughters. And so the more we can talk about this issue, get this out in the forefront, I think the more we can convince women that voting for Biden and the Democrats is just not the way.
Yeah, you say here in the op-ed that in 2020, 68.4% of women made it to the polls compared to only 65% of men. Women do seem to be a little more active these days, especially in the political arena than men. And I've been bringing up constantly on the show, would love just your opinion on this, that the biggest divide in politics right now seems to be between single men and single women. You know, marriage seems to somewhat level people out in their politics and makes them center right, center left. But when you look at the numbers, single women are something like 30-plus Democrat, and single men are about that in the Republican direction. And I know as a single guy, like, it's a very real divide. You know, sometimes it's tough getting a date hosting a show like this. That said, why do you think this divide is there? It's, I think, the biggest one in our politics right now.
Well, I think it's really stemming from the feminist movement overall. You know, they have told us for years that we need to get out in the workforce, that it's not okay to be a stay-at-home mom, and, you know, all of these things that have pushed them more towards a liberal ideology. And, you know, that's just been wrong. It's hurt us. You know, it's taken mothers away from their kids, and a lot of moms don't want to work. They want to stay home and raise their families. And really, what the movement should be about is choice and the freedom to make that choice, what is right for the individual, but not to shame those that have family values and want to, you know, stay home and focus on the family, make the family the priority. We've lost sight of that. I think, especially, you know, liberal women are more on that side. And it's really ironic that it's that group that fought for women's rights, and now it's that exact same group, liberal women, that are fighting for men to come in and invade our spaces. You know, it's really crazy.
Yeah, and maybe this is could be a wake-up call, sort of a crack-up of that ideology, that it's really gone too far. Just look at what's happening here. But I appreciate your time today, Jessica. And again, folks, we've been talking to Jessica Taylor. She's the founder and operator of SimpleGrants.com. Again, that's SimpleGrants.com. And if folks want to check out what you're writing about, thinking about, how can they do so?
Well, my Twitter is Jessica Taylor AL, and then Jessica Taylor on Instagram and Facebook. I'll occasionally post things there. And I also am submitting things to 1819 News that they've been putting out. So any of those places, I look forward to putting more information out there. We've definitely got to rally the troops for this election. This is super important, and we've got to get Trump back to the White House.
Well, I appreciate it again, and let's talk again soon. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Joe.
And folks, Jessica Taylor, appreciate her time. Good to hear from her. You know, former candidate, ran for Congress, I believe, ran for Senate, and she continues to be active, let's say, in the political world. 272-9228. If you want to hop in on the program, again, that's 272-9228. Coming up, I have this speech by Senator Tuberville, coach, on the floor of the Senate, from the well of the Senate. And I think he speaks for a lot of folks, say, in the populist world, who find this continued funding of the Ukrainian war, it doesn't make any sense. You're funding a war. You're continuing a war you know you cannot win. Is it just to save face? And it's not like we have to recreate the wheel here. Like, if you go back, and J.D. Vance made this point in a speech he gave from the well of the Senate, brand new senator up there from Ohio, that essentially what's going on here is the same excuses we heard for the Iraq War, the same excuses we heard around Afghanistan. And in fact, it's been a Munich moment, like it's Chamberlain versus Hitler. We've used that analogy so much, it's like beating a dead horse. And it often, this moral posturing leads us into incredibly impractical, destructive decisions for our populace and for people all over the world. We'll get to those speeches in just a second. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, well, fellas, you know, there are two things that can happen as men get mature. ED is one of them. Erectile dysfunction, it ain't fun, I know. Kinda. But low testosterone, I certainly know about that. Been working on that with Montgomery Men's Health, and the results have actually been quite good. I am a client of theirs in that regard. So if you're experiencing it, whether it's a bedroom issue or it might be a more general problem of low T, this is nothing to deny, put off, be embarrassed about. It's not something to wait to get fixed either. I know guys hate going to the doctor. I always hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. And if you are having issues in the bedroom, the reality is those pills often quit working, and guys can start making excuses for coming to bed. Men, studies show, men will be more irritable and argumentative on purpose before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. So guys, if you're lacking motivation, energy, drive, including a decreased sex drive, always tired, feel like you're walking through your life in a fog. Knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, usually even notice an increased libido. Can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Fire! Quick, wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
Oh, I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. It's News and Views in the afternoon. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. That's 334-272-9228. And that's the number Steve dialed. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Joey. I got a couple of points I'd like to make.
Sure.
One, where is Southern Poverty Law Center stance, or what? Have they made any statements about all these anti-Semitic protests? Because
I don't know.
You know, because they're supposed to be a going after hate groups and this kind of hate speech and so on and so forth. But we haven't heard a peep out of them.
Yeah, I honestly generally ignore the SPLC, but. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything breaking. If they were consistent, they would be quite upset about what's being seen on college campuses.
Exactly. Now, my second point is this. You know, there's a simple solution to all this garbage. If they go in and round up these idiots, especially the ones that are screaming, "We are Hamas," and instead of taking them to jail, just load them on a bus, take them to an international airport, and say, okay, you got a one-way flight to Palestine. And see how many of them start screaming bloody murder. Oh, we don't want to go and fight. We don't want to go and fight. We don't want to die. See how that works out.
Yeah. And it's like I was talking with Jeff Poore earlier in the show. It's just, to me, sometimes it gets absurd when you're seeing competing flags that aren't even American on these campuses. I'm like, what are we even fighting about here at the end of the
day? Yeah. Well, you see, the problem is, it's just like this one gentleman said yesterday in an interview. All they are is a bunch of children that have no idea what the hell they're talking about. They actually interviewed this one individual or asked this one individual, what is your favorite terrorist organization? The reply was the IDF.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. This is coming from a college-educated idiot.
Well, you know, for me to be consistent, I don't necessarily hate the idea of all governments can act like terrorist organizations. That's the nature of government. And I can see how if you lose family members, it's what General McChrystal talked about this in Afghanistan. You know, for each insurgent we kill, we got eight more that we've created because we killed their brother or their father or their sister or their child. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of what's going on with Palestine and Israel. Gaza has been pretty gruesome. Of course, October 7th was too. To more your point, the person that has no real tie there to that part of the world is getting pretty incensed over it. That's what baffles me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think we have to bring that fight to our shores, yet here it is. We're seeing it all over the country.
Yeah, as much as I hate to say it, we are headed for a civil war. And it's going to be America against these Islamists. And, you know, it hurts my feelings because I'm a retired military man. I don't want to see, I've dealt with war. I've been in war. I don't want to deal with another one.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, Israel is fighting for their survival. And what most of these idiots don't understand is what has happened in Gaza, the Palestinians brought it on themselves, the entire population, because they elected Hamas as their leaders. They knew that they were electing terrorists when that happened. And so, I'm sorry, they interviewed this one young man that was an IDF soldier that said everybody in that country is connected to Hamas. And don't sit here and preach at me about the atrocities that Israel has committed. Think back to what we did during the Second World War, the firebombing of Dresden, the atomic bomb in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. How many hundreds of thousands of people died to bring an end to that war? And that's exactly what it's going to take in Palestine.
Yeah, and war is hell. Violence tends to sing its own song. And, you know, I was just sharing the quote yesterday as McNamara talking about his conversations with Curtis LeMay that if we had lost, we have been hung as war criminals or tried as war criminals. And I'm in the camp of a well-wisher. I think the United States needs to focus on itself, and it needs to get our own house in order. And if the Israelis need to do what they need to do, they can do what they need to do. But I just get tired of looking up in the sky, whether it's over the skies in the Middle East or elsewhere, and seeing American taxpayer dollars on each side, and we're dragging out these wars and conflicts, not actually getting resolutions, and that means more people dying, which is just a crying shame.
Yes, it is. You know, and my problem with the whole thing is do not tell Israel what they can and cannot do. That is not our play. That's not our place. You need to shut up and let them prosecute the war they see fit.
Well, we'll see where it goes, because my real concern is wider war with Hezbollah, or, you know, we'll see how the invasion of Rafah goes. But the reaction is, we could be seeing an even bigger fight here. But I appreciate it, Steve. Really do.
All right. Take care, bud.
Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Joey.
Hello.
Am I with you, buddy?
Yes.
Hey, my friend.
Is this Eric?
Yeah, man. I'm with your previous caller, buddy. I have to, and I'm also behind you 100%. They ought to do. It's just, this is my opinion. Everybody out there that's destroying property out there protesting Israel, put, and I hate, Joey, you're going to probably disagree, and I know you would and you should. It's a free country. Well, I think it's a free country. Hell, I may be wrong, but ship them over there to one of these dictatorship countries. Let them get out there and burn their flag and see what happens to them. And then, like the guy said, the previous guy, they'll call mom and said, I need to, oh, my God. And then here's another. I want the Democrats. You got very few. You ain't got many. I apologize for the helicopter above me, but very few, I mean, Democrats, you know, and now all this crap coming up about the abortion crap. And I know I'm shifting gears, but mm-hmm. I apologize. I don't have much time, but here's my advice to these youngins out there. It's called protection. You know, if you want to be irresponsible, that's not fair to the child, but what the hell gives you the right to decide on taking a life? If you're not willing to, you know, to take responsibility for yourself or your partner, then don't do it. Is that hard to equate?
Not logically, but when people of several generations now have been raised with, no, you can do that.
I know.
It's going to take a lot to change hearts and minds.
Well, you thought, how many years estimate do you think it'll take? If this is the word if.
I think it'll take maybe another generation, another 20 years, and it'll be state by state. I think I would leave the abortion issue at the state level. And let people at the local level hash it out with themselves.
But then again, are you on the page with me about taking responsibility?
Yes.
Thank you, Joey. You take care, buddy. You're doing a good job.
Appreciate it. But I believe in freedom, not just for the individual, but for, yes, collective groups to voluntarily organize into societies and governments as they wish. So I have fundamental disagreements with all sorts of folks, but I think the solution is often more local control. The reason we need liberty in the political sense of how you run governments, how you run a society, what laws are indeed enforced, and also the sense of liberty at the individual level, the best way to guarantee that liberty is to have competing interests that, yes, have some deeper principles that hopefully allowed them to get along and work with one another. But the reason we need liberty is men don't agree on first principles. And we could go back to what we've done in our history time and time again, and maybe there's no shaking it. Maybe it's human nature. But most governments, if not all governments, are not a matter of voluntary consent by the population. They're a matter of conquest. And there have been many who have tried to conquer the whole world to expand their name and their reach and their ideas. And they usually end up failing. Hopefully, we're not going to learn that lesson of hubris here in the great United States of America, but we shall see. I still think it is a bad bet to bet against America. Now, if you're betting against the government and the current ruling elite, you know, you might have a point. But don't bet against the actual American people. I still maintain if you truly set them free in all sorts of ways, they will do things that will astound even Americans. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, that's 272-9228. Got to hit this quick break here. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months is $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As promised, I want to go to Senator, but call him Coach, Tommy Tuberville. This is, I believe, yesterday on the floor of the Senate, the well of the Senate. Let's listen in to Coach Tuberville.
I cannot believe that we're here again. Americans cannot believe that we're what we're witnessing here today. Less than a week ago, House Republican leadership sold out Americans and passed a bill that sends $95 billion to other countries. With Speaker's blessing, the House Rules Committee approved a package of foreign aid bills that undermines America's interest abroad and paves our nation's path to bankruptcy. The Speaker relied on Democrats to force this $95 billion package through committee over the objection of three conservative members. Unfortunately, our leadership here in the Senate, both Democrat and Republican, are complicit. The Senate is about to follow the House's lead, further violating the trust of those who sent us here. We're about to vote on another $60 billion for Ukraine. This on top of the $120 billion American taxpayers have already sent to this black hole with no accountability. We are a country that is $35 trillion in debt. We are a country whose southern border is wide open thanks to the Biden administration. Illegal immigrants are invading our country. Drugs, including fentanyl, are flooding across, killing hundreds of Americans a day. We are printing money for other countries while inflation continues to crush the American citizen. Not $1 of this bill is paid. Not one. We will have to print more money or borrow it from China. All to fund foreign wars while we are losing the fight at our own southern border. What we're doing is a slap in the face to the Americans who sent us here to represent them. Instead of debating legislation to close the border and fix the economy, we're about to send billions of dollars to one of the most corrupt countries in the world. The war in Ukraine is a stalemate, has been for a while. Pouring more money into Ukraine coffers will only prolong the conflict and lead to more loss of life. No one at the White House, the Pentagon, or the State Department can articulate what victory looks like in this fight.
Right.
They couldn't when we sent the first tranche of aid over 2 years ago. We should be working with Ukraine and Russia to negotiate an end to this madness. That's called diplomacy, by the way. A tactic this administration has been completely unwilling to use. Instead, Congress is rushing to the further bankroll the waging of a war that has zero chance of a positive outcome. Speaker claims he is privy to special classified information that justifies support for this massive package. If this critical information exists, all elective representatives who are being asked to vote on this massive spending package have and should have access to it. Republican leaders in the Senate argue that Russia will roll through Ukraine and into NATO if we don't immediately send another $60 billion we don't have. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a letter signed by 50 or so, quote, high-ranking former intelligence officials, end quote, confirming this and the dire consequences of delay. Don't fall for it. I had a classified briefing from the Department of Defense just this morning. I can tell you there is no justification to prioritize Ukraine's security before our own. None. To add insult to injury, we are financing this conflict on the backs of the American taxpayer. As I said earlier, this country is $35 trillion in debt. Today, we're printing $80,000 a second. You heard that right, $80,000 a second, 4.6 million a minute. And I want this body to explain that to the American people.
Here, here.
Next election. This is irresponsible and unsustainable. On top of that, we're now considering another $95 billion to that mountain of debt with this foreign package. This funding will be financed by deficit spending the American people will eventually have to pay back. This group doesn't have to pay it. American people do. It's easy to spend somebody else's money.
Hear, hear.
Unlike this so-called loan to Ukraine, loan, we're hearing, which will never be repaid, don't be fooled. Unfortunately, some of my colleagues will vote yes on this bill, claiming that, hey, this money for Ukraine is a loan. This was a concept originally floated by President Trump. However, this bill only allows the president to set the terms of loan repayment. The president, not in this bill. It lets him cancel the payment anytime and the interest on it. Sounds a little fishy to me. I and the majority of the Americans am highly skeptical that we will ever see a cent paid back to the American taxpayer.
All right.
if the chickens are going to come home to roost, and when they do, it's going to get really, really ugly. Every member of this body should be laser focused on getting our own house in order, not bankrolling foreign wars. $26 billion of this foreign aid package is supposedly for Israel. Sadly, that's not reality. If you read the fine print, $9 billion of that funding would go to the Palestinians for what is being billed as humanitarian aid for Gaza. Of course, sending any money to Gaza will immediately be used to line the pockets of Hamas terrorists. They will provide zero relief to the civilians suffering under their control. There is no requirement that any hostages also in this bill be released for any exchange of this money. Why is that not happening? We have American citizens, we have Israeli citizens that have been captive for 5-6 months. We're giving 20-something billion dollars, $9 billion, to the people that are holding hostages, and we're not getting any relief from the people that are suffering as hostages going on 6 months. Why in the world would America agree to funding both sides of this war? Israel is our greatest ally in the Middle East. We should be standing firm in support of our friends in their battle against Hamas. Sadly, the White House is more focused on playing politics, and appeasing their radical pro-Palestinian base. Why else would we send billions of dollars to Hamas? Is this a political payoff in an election year? Sounds like it to me. What a sad state of affairs this country is in. While Congress rushes today to bankroll Ukraine and the Palestinians, our leadership is avoiding the key crisis facing our nation, our southern border. Wake up. According to a recent Gallup poll, immigration is the top concern of people in this country that pay our bills. But the American people were just sold out. It's that simple. You are witnessing the swamp at its worst, a swamp more concerned about maintaining power and being smarter than everybody else and lining the pockets of their friends and then representing the interests of the American people. Colleagues, wake up. The clock's ticking. How many Americans must die before we take on our own security as serious as we're taking on other people's borders, including Ukraine? We lose 100,000 people a year to fentanyl. Does anybody care in this body? Hadn't heard it. This is a direct result of the border policies of President Biden. Fentanyl is manufactured in China and ran by the cartel in Mexico. At what point does that horrific reality become important enough for us to come in here and vote and shut this dang border down? The left loves to tell you about threats. What kills more Americans than the Biden border policy? What kills more Americans than the Biden border policy? Nothing. Biggest disaster in the history since I've been alive and a citizen of this country. Ukraine is losing soldiers by far fewer than the number of Americans who are dying from fentanyl. We have to take care of our own people before we take care of the rest of the world. The Biden administration is failing this country. We know what the problem is. We know the solution, but nobody wants to solve it. That's an ineffective government. President Trump proved that we can get operational control of our border. He had control. The problem is no one in this administration or this body actually wants to solve this problem, which means we are also failing this country. Americans are counting on this body to stand up and correct the course. I hope we don't let them down. And for these reasons, I will be voting against this massive supplement of taxpayer money that we don't have today going to Ukraine.
Again, folks, that is United States Senator Coach Tommy Tuberville. And just to give a taste of the difference, and I think this, in a way, this microcosm, Alabama's two senators, this divide, suggests the divide that is within the GOP and I think a lot of the American people. This is direct from the press folks, the comms folks, who are very talented people, like them very much, from U.S. Senator Katie Britt. Here is her statement on her vote to pass the bill you just heard Tuberville talking about. Quote, again, quoting Senator Britt, "This legislation, while imperfect, will make critical strides to reestablish credible American deterrence and move us closer to restoring the peace through strength that President Biden inherited. I'm proud that important bills I've co-sponsored will be enacted into law through this package, including crucial measures to combat the fentanyl crisis and restrict Iran's ability to finance further terrorism. Today marks 200 days since Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists launched barbaric attacks and committed truly evil atrocities in Israel on October the 7th, says United States Senator Katie Britt. More than 6 months have passed, and appropriately, approximately 130 hostages, including American citizens, are still held by Hamas, and Israel continues to fight for her very existence. Just days ago, we even saw Iran launch an unprecedented barrage of drones and missiles against Israel from Iranian territory. Now more than ever, we must stand with Israel and the Jewish people, including here at home. While our Jewish brothers and sisters across Alabama, America, and the world celebrate Passover, we're seeing a disgusting rise of virulent anti-Semitism and pro-terrorist sentiment play out on our nation's city streets and our college campuses. Make no mistake, never again is now. Again, this is a statement from U.S. Senator Britt. This legislation will not only crack down on Iran and empower Israel with the tools needed to protect herself, but it will also help synagogues and other houses of worship safeguard their congregations and communities across the United States. Importantly, this legislation will also force the sale of TikTok and get the app out of the Chinese Communist Party's control. As it stands, China is effectively flying a spy balloon in the home of every TikTok user, writes Senator Britt, and spreading this digital fentanyl to our young people. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The CCP knows that if it conquers the minds of our next generation, it conquers America. This legislation accomplishes a generational victory that is integral to defending America's future. Senator Britt finishes with this final point. Finally, this legislation makes targeted, strategic investments to modernize our own U.S. defense industrial base and domestic manufacturing capacity, including right here in Alabama. These investments are necessary to keep pace with China, as well as to prepare for and deter the threats of the future. Alabama plays a huge role in our national defense, and this legislation will further enhance Alabamians' contributions to ensuring our warfighters are the best equipped, trained, and resourced in the world. Ultimately, this will help keep American service members safe and our country secure. Again, that is Senator Britt's take on this latest bill. She voted yes. Senator Tuberville voted no. In a second, I want to go to J.D. Vance. I think I liked what Tuberville said. I really do appreciate what Tuberville said. Disagreements, especially on the TikTok aspect with Senator Britt, I think this is setting a very nasty precedent that will come back to bite all of us. How long does it take for it to be claimed that Russia controls, say, Twitter? Oh, that'll never happen. It's like, wait, you're telling me the government won't lie and abuse and stretch the language? That's what you lawyers are paid to do. That said, just wanted to give you the latest on the rationale from both of our senators serving up there in Washington from the great state of Alabama. But I now have to hit this break. We'll talk to Michael Cohen, and as I said, I think J.D. Vance is the one who really spoke for me on this round. I usually go to somebody like Rand Paul. Senator Tuberville got close, but Vance laid it out in the way I would lay it out, and he has a little more gravitas than me, given that he actually signed up for the United States Marine Corps after the attacks on September 11th, as the war in Iraq was about to get going. He served in Iraq. So a man who actually put his own backside on the line maybe has a little more to say than just some other guy's opinion. Look forward to sharing that with all of you in just a moment. First, got to hit this quick break. Michael Cohen on the other side.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark Live, and let's go to the phones to talk to Michael Cohen from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm actually feeling pretty good. I actually did the sauna this morning. I don't know if that... It reminds me of a Bo Burnham song, White Woman's Instagram. I was feeling like a middle-aged lady in that sauna, but it worked. Got rid of my headache. Well, I think I'll be going
back.
Yeah, I might be going back. It's a good way to work out. Anyway, you know, I just want to underline a point because I am a customer of y'all there at Cohen's, and I have to say, on the service side, your slogan makes perfect sense to me when y'all say we deliver confidence, because I was confident that the TV I bought from y'all, big 85-incher, would be set up correctly, that it could be moved around and put to my liking, and also the folks that you sent, Michael Jackson, I can't remember the gentleman who was helping him out, but they were just very polite, and like I almost had to tell them, Michael, like, go away. I can set up my apps on my TV. Like, they're ready to help me with everything.
Well, you know, we definitely are blessed to have our employees that we have, especially Michael Jacks. I mean, the way that he does with customers, and not that he needed a lot of patience with you, but on some of our customers, he does need a lot of patience to explain over and over how something operates. And he does everything he can to make everything simpler to use. But, it's all in trying to get everything set up the right way the first time so that you can use it and enjoy it instead of you need to phone a friend every time you want to change from Netflix to YouTube TV or DirecTV or what have you. So he does try to set everything up to make it work more fluid and easy, and he gives you school. He tries to make you take notes, and we're just blessed that he's got as much knowledge as he has, and can help take care of all of those customers.
And it's not just TVs, folks, especially if you're getting a washer dryer set up for the laundry room or maybe a big kitchen appliance, a new fridge, let's say. Cohen's can not only set it up, deliver to you, but they can, you know, take out that old fridge. Because what are you going to do with a fridge if you have to deal with it yourself?
Well, you know, that's what's kind of funny is that so many of our customers are that, you know, they come in after they've been shopping other places. And, you know, my competitors, they do think, of course, we all do things different, but, you know, it's kind of like when I send Michael Jackson out, it's a one guy, or maybe it's two guys, but they can do everything that they need to do. They can deliver, they can do the install, they can do the setup, they can do your Wi-Fi. In the appliance side, it's our guy does most of the installs, you know, with a helper, and he comes in and takes care of it. But there's no additional charge to haul off your old appliance or your old television. And, of course, we're happy if we just put them on the street for you. But, you know, we'll also haul them off, and then you don't have to worry about them. And none of your neighbors have to know that you got a new refrigerator or new TV.
Well, and folks, you can always check out what they have going on at Cohen's at thinkcohens.com. Looking at it right now. But I really encourage you, even if you window shop from home, to get by there on the Boulevard, 2515 Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery, and say hi. Be sure to find Michael or one of the team members. Say, you heard Michael here on the radio. Y'all still open, what, 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays?
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate it as always, Michael. Hope more folks are getting by there saying, hey, that Joey guy sent me.